This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thank you for being plugged in, America. Thank you. Freedom is lost by those who ignore the sometimes obscure march of tyranny. And you folks get that. You understand that. The people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. You get it. You understand what's happening around you. Now, I'm not sure how you got here. And by here, I don't mean this show. I mean, I'm not sure how you got to the place where you began giving up a big part of your life for the cause. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want you to consider what I just said. When did you start giving up your life in order to preserve that of others? Because that's what you're doing. Look, it's not selfishly motivated. Most of you listening to this program, you could cash it in and say, I don't care what happens politically, I'm good to go. Live out the rest of your life, 20, 30, 40 years, nothing significant's going to happen to change your life during that period. I mean, for the most part. I can't predict the future, but I think we're relatively safe to say that we've got a good 20 years of not worrying about it. I mean, if you just take your eye off of it and say, I don't really care. You don't have to. Probably you own your own business. You've got a little money stashed away. You got a little second home somewhere, maybe in the States, maybe somewhere else. You could live off the grid. There's many options you have. You could just go along with the flow. Go along with leftism. And I mean, Lord knows if I decided to do that, I would be the king of the king. It wouldn't take me a decade before I'd be running stuff. But you don't do that. I want you to consider every moment you spend here with me, listening to this show, and whatever else you do to stay plugged in. And that sacrifice that you make, because I'm going to tell you something, there's something else you enjoy more. You have interrupted your pursuit of happiness. Now, I don't speak in conjecture. I speak because I'm speaking for myself, and I know that I'm resonating with some of you. I'm going to say something to you that I think you will agree with. You wouldn't be doing this if the world worked as it should. If the world treated you fairly, as the left always proclaimed they want.
We want everybody included and everyone doing their best and everyone just being who they are.
No, they don't. They don't want you to pursue happiness. They want to interrupt your happiness with their chaos. I'm just telling you, folks, you wouldn't be doing this if the world worked as it should. If the world were following the rules that you've been taught to play by as a conservative, and the rules that you follow them. You believe in the American dream. And just so you know, it does still exist. But the problem that they didn't tell you, it's kind of like that Rodney Dangerfield scene in Back to School where they say, you know, here's your business, and you start your business, and it's all roses and sunshine, right? And Rodney Dangerfield's like, well, wait a minute. You got to grease the skids. You got to pay off the unions. You got to pay off the politicians. You know? And he starts telling you all the little hurdles that they don't tell you, such as life. Play by the rules, Kevin. Go to school. Study hard, blah, blah, blah. And you know who's breaking the rules? What's that? Felicity Huffman says, I don't care what the rules are. I'm going to break the rules for my kids. She is symptomatic of not only Hollywood, she's symptomatic of leftism. You go to work, all you want to do is work. But you know what the left do?
You're homophobic. You don't like that the LGBT want to, you know, bring their issue to work, or the black folks want to do this, or the Latinos, or the women aren't treated fairly. They're not getting enough money for what they do. They want to throw a wrinkle in everything that you, all you want to do is play by the rules. I went to school, I got my degree, now where do I start, mister? Where's my desk?
and they go, "Oh, look at you with that, that, you know, I don't know, whatever kind of language." They're going to give it a title. All you want to know is, where is your desk and how do you start becoming a productive member of your company?
Don't you want to be part of the female feminist group or the black group or the Latinos?
What? You don't. All you want to do is work. Oh, and you want to come here and work hard? You want to show us up, huh? So then you start realizing, wait a minute, this pursuit of happiness thing has a few wrinkles in it. Because let me tell you, I would rather be golfing or fishing or hanging out with many of you having cocktails and swapping war stories about whatever it is in life that makes you laugh or makes you cry, hear your stories, understanding your humanity. Fellowshipping is what we call it in the church. I would rather be fellowshipping with you than I would be doing this. Don't misunderstand me, folks. I love you people. I really do. But I don't want to do this. But I feel like we have to, right? Don't you feel that way? Now, we at KJRadio.com, we do what we can to make this enjoyable, to make your experience here something that you can go, you know, man, it was cool listening to old Kev, but we could all be doing something we enjoy a lot more. So, again, welcome, and thank you for being here. A woman called Comey the Paul Revere of our time. That he tried his coup with the FBI because he was warning America, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming, they've corrupted our president. Her name is Barb McQuaid, and she calls herself an educator. He's on Twitter. Thank God for James Comey. He was sounding the warning bell. The warning bell? Protecting a scumbag like Comey, comparing him to Paul Revere? And people jumped up for this idiotic logic because, unlike in Paul Revere's tale, where the British were actually coming, no Russians were coming. Just giving you a little bit of the crazy that's out there, folks. Jack Posobiec tweeted this, breaking: McCabe's lawyers plan to call Eric Holder, John Brennan, James Clapper, and Susan Rice to act as character witnesses, according to a legal memo submitted to the Department of Justice last week. And Sebastian Gorka tweeted, that's like Al Capone asking Bonnie and Clyde for a reference. But here's the bigger news, and this is what's good for us. Just hours later, this is from the Great Gateway Pundit, later, a McCabe spokesperson came out and updated her list, saying Eric Holder, Susan Rice, and John Brennan will not testify in defense of Andrew McCabe. Interesting, huh? Hey, folks, glad you're here. We got an amazing show today, as we do every day, and I hope you tune in when we come back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where did we leave off in the last segment? Oh, that's right. I said you can't spell Democrat without rat. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Democrats are indeed rats, and they're proud of that fact. You know, it's kind of like the foxes, fox families. You know, they're proud that foxes are sly. We've created a culture where ripping people off is something you brag about. Reminds me of being in Nigeria. I thought that was the only place where people brag about, yeah, give me, I ripped that guy off. And they look at each other and go, yeah, you got me last time. I'll get you next time. Crazy, man. They love to brag about their exploits. You don't believe me? Go into the hood. Come talk to some of my family members who will tell you how they rip off the system. They proudly tell you how they scam the welfare, scam AFDC, scam the medical system, scam this. They got scams that you could get a college degree in scoundrel just from having two conversations with my family. I told you guys, if I wanted to be a person of bad character, and I'm not condemning my entire family. I'm saying there are people in my family who absolutely know how to take advantage of the system. My own father, it was over 30 years ago. I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. But he says to me, he goes, son, the California welfare system is the best in the country. He said, do you know that in welfare in California, it is the equivalent of making $48,000 a year? Folks, I'm talking about this was in the late 1970s. My dad was telling me this. Telling me that the California system was so scammable. You didn't have to work. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I could scam the system in California and make more money than I make in what my degree plan was. Yeah. When I got out of college, I made $37,500 a year as a graduating engineer. And I thought, man, what an amazing amount of money. Literally a couple years, 3 years before that is when my dad was explaining to me how he was scamming the welfare system in California, living in Bakersfield. It's where he dropped dead at the age of 65. Scamming the system. Scammed it till the day he dropped dead. Crackhead. Look, here's the deal. Here's what I'll say about my dad. You guys know I've got an acrimonious relationship there, but I honor my father in the sense that, and I'm using my great-great-aunt's knowledge of him. Had it not been for his circumstances, he could have been a great man. Could have been. He was bright. Everybody in my family says, Kevin, you remind me of your daddy. You remind me of your daddy. You're smart. You know, you're articulate and clean. No, I'm kidding. They don't say that. But they do say I'm smart. And we talk identically the same. If my dad was doing this radio show, you wouldn't even know the difference. You'd be like, who's this guy? Who's this dude talking about being in the joint? So that's my dad. I talk just like him. They say, you look like him. I don't look like him. I look like my mom. We used to think I look like my dad, but I swear my brother looks like my dad. I look like my mom. I'm cute as a button. But I have my dad's voice, his carriage, everything. But he was a scoundrel. But I've forgiven him for all that. I don't even care. I talk about what he's done. It's unforgivable in the sense of the people that he's wronged. But in my case, because my dad supposedly has 12 total kids. Only two he recognizes, me and my brother, and I should say my little half-brother, David. Three that he recognizes, nine that we don't know who they are. That's why I got my ancestry done. Wanted to know who my brothers and sisters were. That's where a lot of black folks gonna find out who their peoples are. Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to find out. But long story short, I did my ancestry because I wanted to know, you know, who might be kinfolk. And you start finding out all the stories about your family and stuff. And it ain't as pretty. I don't know where I was going with that. But it isn't always as pretty as you think it is. But, oh, I know I was going to say my dad. So I forgive him for all that. You know, he did his thing, but he recognized me and my brother. And my grandmother on his side said, it's because you guys, your mother was a legitimate wife to him. She was a legitimate mom. She wasn't no baby mama. And he recognized that. And he wanted to do right by me, even though he didn't know how. So I forgive him for all of his stuff. I even forgive him for being a crappy dad. I do. This is the first time I've ever said this. I'm saying it on the radio right now. I forgive that clown. But he was a clown. I can still deal with him in tough love. He was a terrible father. I've given you guys examples of things that I was like, well, what planet are you from that you call that parenting? You know, it's just crazy stuff. But he didn't know how to be that. Too bad for him. Anyway, you can't spell Democrat without spelling rat, without the word rat. But this is great news for some Democrats. Because there's a story that they can grow human organs in rats. So my first thought was maybe Democrats can get a brain. Maybe they can grow a brain in a rat and start transplanting them into these dumb Democrats. These plantation Americans. The black Democrats. And some of these other clowns that are out there. Hollywood. They say this. Some unusual embryos may soon be growing in Japan. Those of human mouse and human rat hybrids. A research group in Japan received approval from a committee in the Japanese government on July 4th to move forward with an experiment that will put a type of human stem cells, cells that can grow into almost any cell, into animal embryos, and they've chosen rats. And I can only believe, I mean, I have to believe George Soros is funding this. He's like, you know what? I know what the next market, big market is going to be. Democrats are going to actually want to use their brains. So let's get them one. They said once inside the embryos, the human cells induced pluripotent stem cells may grow into specific organs. If all goes well, the researchers plan to eventually grow human organs in other animals, such as pigs. Even better, Democrats can be get organs from rats and pigs. Two things that they specialize in, because they are rats and they are pigs. Sometimes they are rats and pigs together, like a Harvey Weinstein. Ooh, good news for the Dems. Now, see, it's not all about conservatives on the Kevin Jackson show. If everybody talking about, Kevin, all you do is beat up on Democrats. I'm giving Democrats some great news right now. Even, hey, here's another thing. Maybe some of the male Democrats can grow a pair of male genitalia from them rats. You know what I'm saying? Hey, here's another one. Maybe they can figure out how to cut the male appendages off of the females. Yeah, over there. Those female hyenas, a.k.a. Democrats. Female Democrats. Because they, you know, Democrat women, for the most part, they just like, they got strap-ons. Not trying to be graphic, not trying to be mean, but they think they're men. They want to be men. These feminists fixate on the things that make us male. They hate our testosterone. They hate it all. But they want to be us. You know what I mean? They go out and march with their vagina hats and their vagina outfits while secretly wishing they had penises. That's who you are. We know who you are, leftist women. You ain't fooling us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News. Let's get a coronavirus stimulus check update with Dan Araki.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Saw another crazy leftist story, folks. Yep. We highlight them on the Kevin Jackson Show because you can't keep up with everything that's out there. It's impossible. We can't. And I have a staff. We can't do it. I would love to. We should do a contest that says, come work with Kevin for a day. We'll finance it. We'll fly you in. You come work with me for a day, and I'll show you what I do. It is mind-blowing. My friends that know me well, they go, Kevin, how do you do it? How do you do it? I honestly don't have an answer. The good Lord. The good Lord puts my mind into such a, you know, does it in such a fashion where I can assimilate things quickly and get to the point. Justice Thomas said, that's my gift. Never forget he said that. I wish I'd gotten that on tape. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, what's our crazy story of leftism at this very moment? Well, there's always a new story developing every moment, so I'm going to give you the one that I'm going to talk about right now, but guess what? There's another one that just came up. I don't even know what it is yet. My producers are looking for it, but it exists. Crazy. Leftists eventually drive everybody crazy. You know this, right? You can't be around the leftists and think you're going to celebrate and have a good time. If it's your birthday, they're jealous. They're jealous because you're the center of attention. If you get a great gift, they're looking for how they can use it or steal it or break it. They're looking for crazy. They're looking for chaos. Don't think for one second, oh, boy, Kevin, you know, it's your birthday and somebody gave you a trip to Costa Rica or whatever. They're mad. Who are you going to take? You ain't taking me. What? It's a trip for two and you ain't taking me. Why? Because you got a wife and kids, and you got brothers and cousins and stuff. Man, we just met. We met at the grocery store the other day. Why ain't you taking me? It sounds like I'm being facetious, but I'm not. Man, they were jealous to their rotten cores, to their rat-centric cores. Woo, man. So what? Why am I down on them right now? Yeah, I'm down on them because of this story I read. See, it has to do with therapy. And I know you white folks out there wondering, therapy? Well, that's the purview of white people, Kevin. What are you talking about? I'm talking about therapy. See, I know you white folks have cornered the market on therapy. You hold the record for the need for most therapists. Because, you know, and look, I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you some credit, white people. You figured out that it's always good to talk things through. And sometimes you cannot talk things through to the people that are closest to you. You don't want to tell them your inner demons. You don't want to tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. You don't want them to analyze because you don't want to feel judged. You want someone that's a neutral person to tell this to. That is amazing. Something that, let me tell you, hey, black people, is this thing on? Try that. Try that. It's actually pretty medicinal. As a person who's gone through therapy, couples therapy, all kinds of therapies, you know, late in life, I would recommend you do it earlier. I would send, before my kiddo went to college, he's pretty well adjusted. I'd send him to the therapist just to say, help him work out things that he may be struggling with before he goes, things that he doesn't want to tell mom and dad. Now, you say, oh, your son should want to tell you everything, Kevin. No, I don't believe that for a second. You should have an open relationship with your kids, but there are things that, and they're not secrets. You know what I mean? They're not. Like, there are things that they feel like they don't want to share. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of couples get into trouble. Oh, you got a secret. No, there's stuff that you hide that's, you know, that's bad. That, yeah, that's, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. But as far as, like, having secrecy and privacy, you get what I'm saying? Secrets are probably bad. Having privacy to your own thoughts and things like that is you. It's like journaling. I would never read a person's journal. That's their stuff. I feel like I'm stealing a piece of their soul. Anyway, therapy's good. But we're at a point now where, you know, white folks need therapy first, especially these lefties. These lefties need therapy because they stop making their brand of you know, coffee at Starbucks or something. They got rid of my, it was only seasonal. They got rid of the pumpkin. It may be back in November, but it's gone. You know, I better go see my therapist. Yeah, so anyway, you've cornered the market on therapy, you white folks. According to USA Today, 60% of non-Hispanic whites who suffer with depression see therapists. That's a lot. Only 36% of Hispanics who suffer from depression see therapists. Did you know this? Yeah. So we have another victim category. This one is brown-skinned people who need to get more therapy. America must help the Hispanics to get more therapy and get the depressed white people's foot off the throat of the Latino community. Amen. Because if we don't, who knows what will happen? What will happen if the Latino community does not have access to therapy? In one Hispanic couple's horrifying story, USA Today writes this. Soon after Jasmine Alcala gave birth to her son, Benjamin, her mind flooded with thoughts of catastrophe. For Alcala, tragedy lurked everywhere. At her Long Beach, California home, which she rarely left while caring for her newborn, she feared a home invasion. Behind the wheel, her heart raced at the possibility of a fatal accident. At the grocery store, she fretted over the potential of armed robbery. I'm not kidding you. That's what they wrote. So I would venture to tell you, Alcala lives in a bad part of Long Beach that is likely flooded with illegal bandidos. I couldn't believe I was reading that. The article continued, here it goes. And nothing was as terrifying as the idea of not being with her son. Alcala and her husband, Ruben, sought help. She joined several peer support groups for postpartum women and visited two therapists. Neither therapist, here it comes, was Hispanic, nor did they speak Spanish, making it difficult for Alcala, who is Mexican-American, to communicate some of her deepest thoughts and feelings. What? What happened to all of the Spanish-speaking therapists in America? Who knows? I've got the answer. Understand, folks. This USA Today writer, Jared Weber, wants us to believe that an American woman, supposedly legal, doesn't speak enough English to go to a therapist. This isn't Trump separating babies at the border. This is a shocking expose by USA Today that an American woman, supposedly needs an interpreter for her speak Spanish therapy session. What freaking country do we live in? Surely you're joking, right? I mean, that's what you got to be thinking. Kevin, you're making this up. This Alcala lady, who is supposed to be American of Mexican descent, who's having postpartum, something that many women have. It isn't like it's postpartum Latino style. It's postpartum. And she can't see a therapist who can help her with postpartum? Really, that's what you want me to believe. Unless that therapist speaks Spanish and can understand the cultural implications of postpartum for Mexican women. I don't buy it. See, this is what drives me crazy about leftism. See, they're looking for a way to create another category of something that they want us to pay for. You know what, America? We've got to provide some sort of therapeutic sessions for Hispanics because we do not have enough Hispanic therapy people and they don't understand the culture, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. I don't give a crap about postpartum Mexican women. If you're postpartum, go to where the white women go. Go to where the black women go. Know that nowhere in Mexico, folks, are they discussing the problem of people not having access to English-speaking therapists. Nor are they having this discussion in Central or South America. Nor are they having this discussion in African or Middle Eastern countries. They don't care. Why should they? You know, if you're having problems, don't go to those countries. Or get home and go get help. We now have another subclass of people because, and trust me when I tell you, the Democrats are going to want to tax you and say you got to provide these services to these Latinos, along with giving them licenses, letting them vote, putting them on welfare, into your schools, into the healthcare system, etc. These cost-positive illegals, because this woman can't be legal. Tell me how a legal person can get through our system and can't understand enough English to give her deepest and most emotional stuff to some therapist. Tell me that that Latino is out there. Because if it is, it's a condemnation of our education system more than it is anything else. These are the crazy stories that are out there. And I'm not kidding you, folks. They're all over the place. All over. Interpreters. You wonder why we have 100-something interpreters at a hospital for languages that one person speaks?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You listen to the Democrats. Every single candidate is focused on identity politics to the point of ad nauseum. And I think there's a part of them that believe that, you know, if they can out identity politic the other person, that's what's going to get them elected. And I think they run the risk of alienating people, personally. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I think most of you agree with me that, you know, how long can you drone on it? I tell this story every now and then, but when I was doing radio back when Obama was running for the second term, a radio guy asked me, do you think if Romney wins, you're going to have anything to talk about? And I went, what are you talking about? He's like, well, Kevin, your show is about race. I said, politics is about race. All of it. It's about identity politics, race, gender, sexuality, whatever. It doesn't matter what the issue is. The underlying issue is going to be battled on those types of things. Guarantee you. So I said, I wasn't offended because it was almost like he was saying if Obama's elected, you can continue to talk because then you can talk some smack as a black man. But if Romney's elected, what are you going to do? I'm going to talk smack against Romney. I'm going to talk about whatever issues I don't agree with him on. You know, and I'm still going to talk smack about Democrats because they're going to be accusing Romney of being racist. You know, what are you talking about? There's plenty to talk about. And I'm not a one-trick pony. Now, what I will tell you is we do focus a lot on race only because I, unlike many of the other pundits, understand that all politics is about race or class. It's about creating victims where there are really none. It isn't about empowerment. It's not about everybody working together for the common good. I mean, we couldn't survive as a country. We couldn't have formed as a country the way we exist today in America. We couldn't have. Our differences are so glaring at this point that we would never have come together and decided to fight the British. We wouldn't have been that strong. We would have been led by eunuchs. And we would have appeased the Brits, and we'd still be talking like this. You know, and having tea and crumpets and what have you, and waiting on the Queen, you know, and talking about Her Majesty. And things of this nature, as opposed to saying, who gives a crap about these monarchs that do nothing except, you know, milk the public in England. And I don't care how much esteem they hold the Queen in. And for the record, if I'm in England and they say, Kevin, do you want to meet the Queen? I'll be deferential on behalf of the British citizens. I will defer on them. But between us girls, I don't care about the Queen. I don't mean any disrespect to her. She's just another woman to me. She's just a rich woman that doesn't do anything. There's plenty of them in Hollywood, and I have no respect for them either. So, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know when to be a little bit deferential or whatever. So, what was I talking about anyway? Where was I going with this? Oh, identity politics. So, these people that are like Elizabeth Warren wants to help women. Kamala Harris wants to help women. Kirsten Gillibrand's all about women. And so I say to myself, well, when are you going to help men? Oh, men don't need any help. Yeah, we do. Men need help. Well, what do you mean? But that's what they're about. If a man ran and said, I'm running my candidacy on helping men. Men are not able to see their kids after divorce. Men pay child support on children that aren't even their own. Men have to make a living, and they find out that their wives or their girlfriends are screwing around on them and have babies by other people and, you know, are living off of the man. They have no recourse. I could give you many reasons why men need help. We just don't bellyache. You know how many guys have raised other men's children and didn't even know? I can give you a real story. One of my cousins who I met on Ancestry.com did it because she wanted to surprise her dad. And it turned out that her dad wasn't her real dad. Her dad was my cousin who had raped her mother. Talk about getting a wake-up call on Ancestry. You know, when somebody says, Kevin, we're kin, I don't know how, and we figure out together that my cousin had raped her mom, and her mom never told anybody. It's the same time that, you know, obviously she had a husband, so she just said it's her husband's baby. And he didn't mind raising the kid. I mean, he was married to her, and a horrible thing happened. But she didn't know. The girl didn't. The man didn't. Only person who suspected was the rape victim, who was the girl's mother. My second cousin. I mean, that ancestry line was so, you know, far over. We knew we were kinfolk, right? So, you know, you find out some things sometimes you may not want to know. It hit me hard that my rapist cousin is the reason why I'm in this girl's life. It's not exactly the way you want to be introduced to family. Anyway, back to identity politics. That's what the left is all about, identity politics. You know, and their candidates all want to vote for, oh, I'm a woman, or Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, I'm going to do something for blacks. You know why Donald Trump supersedes them all? You know the answer. Donald Trump says, I'm going to help America. Now, has he done things to kind of make blacks a little bit of a special interest? Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like when Trump patronizes. I don't like, you know, when he makes a comment, yeah, we're going to do this for the HBCUs, we're going to do this for this black or whatever. If Trump says, you know what, we have hallowed institutions of learning called historically black colleges and universities, and while they are struggling and they should be able to compete on the same plane as other universities, because of their significance in our history, I want to give funding to them. I want to make sure they survive. I'd like to see the long history of these schools live on. And here's what I want to challenge those HBCUs to do. I want you to become the Ivy League of schools. That's the challenge. And we're going to help you. But we're only going to help you for a little while. Then you're going to have to start helping yourselves. See, that's a speech you give that says, I recognize the past, but you're going to have to bring yourself into the future. Anyway, these leftists are caught up in their politics of identity. There's a thing called She the People. I don't know if you guys heard this. She the People is quite boastful of their dedication to the racism that is identity politics. I'm reading this in American Spectator. Its website features headlines from media that repeatedly use racial terms in their headlines. Samples, Washington Post. The presidential forum will have 2020 Democrats answer to women of color. USA Today. 2020 Democrats Sanders, Klobuchar, Warren, Gabbard join forum on women of color. NBC News. First ever forum on women of color for presidential contenders. So I just want you to imagine if I were a candidate and I said, I'm just going to talk about men's issues. We got to do more to help men. Men, particularly men of color, men of color, men of color, men of color. How's that going to play over time? You would be legitimate to ask me, Kevin, do you care about men, all men? Kevin, do you care about women? Because that's I'm telling you right now, if I was a reporter, I'd say, okay, great. Let's talk about women of color. What is your fascination? What is it that you think women of color cannot accomplish that you need to hold special forums for them? Look, if you want to recognize women of color and say women are amazing and we want to recognize a few women, congratulations. I have no problem with that. But do you want to recognize other people? Are there other people impacting your life? Just saying. You know, look, I don't know who saved your choking grandfather or who did an operation on your dying cousin, or who prevented a crime against your young teenage daughter. I don't know the colors, and I don't care. I care that Americans did something about it, and that's Trump's trump card in all of this. Donald Trump says, I don't care about your color. I don't care about your tragedy. I don't care about your politics or any of it. I'm going to make America great. And if you want to get on the bandwagon, whatever your ilk is, whatever your thing is probably going to improve. And he's proven it. He's proven it. Black unemployment, all these other things. But this She the People points to a New York Times article that again questions openly this of the internal Democratic Party debate over how to defeat Trump. Here's what they said. This dispute is not merely a tactical one. It goes to the heart of the Democrats' envision themselves becoming a majority party. The question is whether that is accomplished through a focus on kitchen table topics like health care, jobs, aimed at winning moderates and disaffected Trump voters, or by unapologetically elevating matters of race and identity, such as immigration, to mobilize young people and minorities now and forever. They are making a horrible miscalculation. Horrible. Democrats, you don't have to listen to me. You can think I'm leading you down the primrose path, that I'm using some sort of subterfuge. I'm telling you, your race and identity package is going to cost you the election and lots of others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.